You're tuning in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Mandy Nguyen. Our guests today are from ANSEP, Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, here to talk about ANSEP's most recent Summer Acceleration Academy for high schoolers. We have an organizer of the program, hello, Michael, and a student
with us.
Hello, and a student with us, Caden. So, hey. So maybe we can first do a little bit of introductions. If you each could introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself and your involvement with this program. Maybe Michael, would you like to go first?
Go first.
Sure. So hello, good afternoon. My name is Michael Olron. I'm from the village of Chivac from the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta. I am an ANSEP alumni, and also I went through the University Success Program as an undergraduate and continued on with the Graduate Success as well, all at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and I work as a director with our ANSEP Acceleration Components, providing high school students the opportunity to earn college credits throughout their high school years.
Wonderful. And Caden, if you could introduce yourself.
My name's Caden Jim. I was born and raised here in Juneau. I'm Tlingit. I think Raven Sea Pigeon. And this is just this last summer academy was the third time I've ever done ANSEP. I did the middle school academy when I was in middle school, and then I also did this coding like week-long STEM program and then this summer's acceleration.
Cool. Well, I guess first of all, congratulations for finishing this acceleration academy over the summer. I hear it was the first time this program had to be done online, so I'm kind of curious of what that experience was like for the both of you and just how it was different than what maybe you were used to prior. If Michael, you could speak to kind of how this program had to be structured to accommodate that.
Sure. So typically the Acceleration Academy summer opportunity, it's held on campus at the University of Alaska Anchorage campus. And students are housed at the dorms and they take courses throughout the UAA campus with college professors, and they work with our university students as peer mentors. Mm-hmm. And so due to this unique situation, what we had to do with ANSEP was transition everything from being in person to virtual, which was quite the transition. So because a big part of what ANSEP does is all in person, it's hands-on, it's working together, problem solving in small teams. And so in a short period of time, we had to figure out how we could do that virtually. So this summer, we had the largest number of participants in our Acceleration Academy summer program, which was just over 90 students. And about 10 of those, which is really good for this, which is exciting to say, was from the Southeast region, from Juneau, Sitka, and Wrangell. And so those students enrolled in college courses and also participated in group study sessions online through Zoom. And so I think from here, it would be best for Caden to provide details on what that experience was like and how it worked out for him and the other students.
Well, it was definitely different. I never actually did the Acceleration mm-hmm. Academy beforehand, only the middle school and STEM week long. But compared to the previous ANSEPs, it was, well, different because it was all done on Zoom and WebAssign, I think, is what my professor specifically used. And it was, I mean, it was pretty much just a homework for 5 weeks.
I'm curious, while you were kind of participating through this program in the summer, what a day looked like for you. Like, is it a lot of Zoom calls throughout the day? I hear you saying that it's a lot of homework, but yeah, I'm just curious what a day looked like.
I think I deleted them after the program ended, but I used to have the schedule of the whole entire thing. I can't remember exactly, but I think it was like around 8:15 is when our lesson started. Then it went, I can't remember the specific times, but I know the order of things, but it was like our lesson at 8:15, and then it went to a 15-minute break. Then we came back for study session, and then we had our lunch break. Was like a, I think it was like around like an hour ish, 45 minutes ish. Then we had I can't remember exactly what it was called, but it was pretty much study session. But the YPMs is what we call youth peer mentors. They were also there, and they were just kind of just there to help us. And they were more involved. It was pretty much just a lesson in the morning, and then we do the homework for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
By the end of the week, we'll have like a test.
Yeah, it sounds pretty intensive, and I can imagine it was a little bit difficult just being at home experiencing that. I mean, it sounds like an intensive course to get college credits. So.
Oh yeah, for just 5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it 5 days a week? Was it that kind of thing?
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Michael, was it 5 days?
Yeah, the classes and the study sessions were held Monday through Friday, but there was also optional weekend study sessions. So let's say Monday through Friday, students are, you know, in their class and they're studying. On the weekends, we did offer those extra study sessions if they needed extra help. And so it is quite a bit of work. So typically, these college courses are, they're held for 15 weeks over a regular semester. And for students, you know, high school students like Caden, to complete a course in 5 weeks,
right,
is, you know, it's quite the dedication. And so we had these students really came together and were successful, and many of them were successful in their college course this summer. And so we did really learn a lot. And so what we learned this summer in terms of hosting everything online and virtual, we are implementing for the fall semester for our full-time acceleration students, because the university is staying in phase B, which means that most of the courses will be online and most staff will be working from home as it is this summer.
Right. And I'm also kind of curious about both of your stories and how you got involved with ANSEP, because Caden, I heard that you've been participating with ANSEP since middle school. So I'm kind of curious about kind of your journey with ANSEP and how you feel like you've grown along the way, if you could speak to that.
Yeah, I didn't do ANSEP last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've done it 3 times. The middle school academy, it was actually my mom that brought it up, and she showed me like a video of what ANSEP was. I thought it was pretty cool, and I also thought that it was kind of bizarre, because, I mean, I think the middle school academy was like 2 weeks over at the dorms. I thought it was just kind of weird that I would be in a different town other than Juneau without like my parents or anything. Mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of weird. But I've also done these things. There's like over here in Juneau, there's like some math academy stuff where I stay at. It's like ANSEP, but it's math and culture instead. I mean, to stay at the UAS dorms. And it was pretty much just that, except UAA is a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have any increased clarity on what you might be interested in pursuing in the future, kind of through these programs? And it's okay if not as well.
Oh, yeah. Ever since the coding one, I really liked the coding one. And I think, like, when I get a job, something into technology, definitely, I'd like to do.
Yeah. And do you see yourself continuing to participate in ANSEP with other programs? Because I know there's, like, a wide swath of programs that they have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Great.
I would definitely do some more ANSEP in the future.
Mm-hmm. And Michael, I'm also curious a little bit about your story, because I know you're an alumni of the program. So I'd love to hear about kind of how you got involved with ANSEP and how you've grown throughout it and how you returned.
Yeah. Yes. So I graduated from my village of Chivac High School. It was a class of about 30 students, and I decided to, you know, go to UAA, and I didn't hear of ANSEP until that summer. So that summer after I graduated, I met up, like I got introduced through email as I was, you know, getting ready for my classes, my university classes, and I met up with our vice provost and founder of ANSEP, Dr. Herb Schroeder. And he introduced me to the model, or to the program, and really it was a step out of my comfort zone, because, you know, growing up in a small village and then moving to Anchorage, which is huge compared to a village, was quite the shock. And so those weekly group study sessions or recitations that are hosted by ANSEP allowed me to meet other students in engineering programs or the engineering degree program. And so following meeting other students at ANSEP, I was able to expand my network, and, you know, I had a small group of friends that we signed up with class, like for college classes, semester after semester, and we watched out for each other, helped each other out, and really, despite the fact that I showed up to college academically unprepared, which meant, like, I was enrolled into the lowest math and English courses that the university has to offer, which students like Caden, the class that they took this summer was well above where I had started. And so what I found out was that there are a lot of students across the state that show up to college unprepared and taking the lowest math courses or English courses that the university has to offer. And so it's, and you can find this transcript study on our website, ANSEP.net, that there's about 60% of students that graduate from Alaska high schools and show up to the University of Alaska and place into those remedial courses or developmental courses. And so our job with ANSEP is to ensure that students show up to college academically and socially prepared and put on a path to leadership. So I wasn't one of those students, and it took me 8 years to get my bachelor's degree. Big thanks to ANSEP because of the community there. And so that's part of my story, is there's the personal connection in terms of I am working towards, and all of our ANSEP staff are working towards making sure students don't experience what I and many other students went through by showing up to college unprepared and failing courses when, you know, that it's really discouraging. But when you have a community like ANSEP and other students that are interested in the same things as you are, it really brings a sense of belonging and community. And so there are about 3,000 students in the ANSEP pipeline from over 100 Alaskan communities. And we want students to feel like they belong to a strong community, and that's the goal.
Yeah. So you were kind of immersed in ANSEP support networks this entire time, or the entire time you were in college?
It actually took me a couple of years to get comfortable and expand outside of my bubble. And so for the first couple of years, I was really, you know, really shy and didn't have many friends at the university, or even was a little too shy to engage with other ANSEP students. And so because of that, I studied by myself a lot. And so I didn't pass many of my courses initially, my first couple of years in college. And it wasn't until I finally started attending those recitation sessions and getting outside of my comfort zone, that's when I started passing. And once I realized that, then I pretty much made the ANSEP building on campus my second home. I was in that building probably more than I was in my dorm room or in my apartment. Wow. Going through. So once I got to that point, then I never failed any courses and continued on and, you know, just built this network of close friends that this community just got involved with the community, and that made the big difference.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. And how did you end up returning back to ANSEP as the director of the acceleration component?
So as I was nearing the completion of my bachelor's degree in civil engineering, I felt this personal need that there really shouldn't be any student that goes through high school and then shows up to college and finds out that they're unprepared. Every student should have the opportunity to go to college or at least be ready for college. Even if, let's say, a student, maybe they don't want to go to college, they should at least be ready for it academically and socially. And so because I did not show up that way to college, I felt it as it's a need, it's a must that our state of Alaska needs to produce students that show up to college academically and socially ready, because we're in the country near the bottom of having students graduate from high school and show up to college ready. And so our goal is eventually, our vision is, we want to see these opportunities where students in high school take college courses be available to every student across the state. And, you know, students like Caden, they're the ones that are going to be those advocates for seeing our ANSEP opportunities be available in all regions across the state.
Right.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I'm curious, because I'm not sure. Is ANSEP kind of open for all types of students in the state, or is it primarily focused for Alaskan Native students?
ANSEP is open to all students, so any student can apply, and you don't have to participate. You don't have to start as a middle school student. Mm. And so, Caden, do you know anybody else from Juneau that participated in ANSEP and when they had started?
I knew, like, a couple people, but they're, like, someone else in school that I just happened to know the name of. They weren't really, like, anybody I really knew. I just the names of them, and just knowing that they're from Juneau, just, oh, yeah, I know them. Mm.
Yeah, so it is open to any student, regardless of background and regardless of grade. We have opportunities from fifth grade to through high school and on to the university and graduate, all the way up to PhD. So, Caden, what grade were you when you started with ANSEP?
Oh, I can't remember. Actually, I can't remember exact. I think I was going to seventh, maybe. I really can't actually remember. I was already in middle school, so I was either going to seventh or I was going to eighth. I'm pretty sure I was going to seventh when I did the middle school academy.
Yeah, so we do have many students that started with ANSEP in sixth grade, and that middle school academy opportunity started in 2010. And so our first group of students that started with us in, say, let's say that year as sixth grade students are now university students and pursuing their bachelor's degrees and STEM degree programs. And so we are just now seeing students that started in 2010 as middle school students completing their bachelor's degree. And we also have our full-time Acceleration Academy for high school students that just started in 2016. And we are seeing students complete and graduate high school with 2 years or more of college credits done before they even, you know, graduate from high school and become independent college students, which is unheard of. And we want to make sure that students have that opportunity across the state.
Yeah, it sounds really incredible that through ANSEP, students can kind of be supported at so many different parts of their academic just lifetimes. Where can people find more information, whether to register or just learn more about ANSEP programs?
If you, or if let's say you're a parent, or you have, if you're in fifth grade through high school or the university, and you want to get involved with ANSEP, you could visit our website at ansep.net. Or you can also, or I should say, and you should follow our social media pages at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just search ANSEP and you can find all of our exciting information there, announcements, opportunities. And so we have multiple platforms where you can find out anything and everything about ANSEP.
All right. And I just want to say again, congratulations, Caden, for graduating the Acceleration Academy this summer. It sounds really rigorous to have to squeeze a whole course into 5 weeks, especially having to do it remotely. So I am amazed.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was rough.
And I sympathize with that. And I'm glad I'm out of school. But good job. Is there anything else?
The teachers and YPMs really did a good job.
Yeah.
Helping out all the students. I didn't really bring myself out to the group that much. I just kind of did everything on my own and just sat there through the lessons and figured it out and stuff. But I did hear, because Zoom the call policy is that you're supposed to stay muted just so it's just quieter so people can listen. But if you have a question, you could just say a question and stuff. And the YPMs and the professors really did a good job at answering and helping out everyone.
That's good to hear. And I'm glad that even in spite of this new Zoom format, it sounds like the support was there if anyone needed. Well, thank you again both for joining us today and sharing a bit about your experience. For those wanting to learn more about ANSEP and maybe how to register into programs, check out ANSEP.net and also check out their social media pages for updates, whether on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or on YouTube. Is there anything else you'd like to share with listeners today, Michael or Caden, before we kind of hop on out?
So we have our full-time Acceleration Academy opportunity, which is right now at the moment in Anchorage and Mat-Su, and those are available for application. I know this is in Southeast, but we want to share that message to everybody that it's still open for application despite everything being virtual this coming fall semester at the university. And big thanks to partners. Everything that we do with ANSEP is not possible without partners such as Sea Alaska and the school districts in the Southeast region. And so it's a big thanks to our partners that support ANSEP and the parents and the students that advocate and encourage their students to participate in our opportunities. So thank you all for taking the time to listen to our ANSEP opportunities and how it went this summer.
Thank you for being here. And Caden, is there anything else that you'd like to share?
During the actual, the two academies that I went that were I actually went to Anchorage for. They're actually they're really fun too, because you the way the dorms are out, there's like I think like 8 people to a whole dorm, and there's 4 different rooms with 2 beds. And well, yeah, they're pretty big rooms for to hold 8 people, but they're really fun. You'll definitely get a friend. And the food's really good there. And you definitely walk around a lot too, but it's just the whole entire UAA campus is pretty nice to go around for ANSEP.
All right. Well, thank you both again for coming on to the show. I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you.
And take care.